This is an old question that I placed before you. They asked me to present something around Va'era Bo, so it said that something about Yetzias Mitzrayim would be in Yonah Diyoma. So we will pursue this question asked already for as long as the Rambam has omitted it. It was already asked right away why the Rambam did not include the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim in his list of 613 mitzvahs. To be sure, the Rambam is not the first to list Taryag mitzvahs. There are many lists before him and after him. If you count up all of the mitzvahs in the Rambam, the Sefer HaChinuch, the Ramban, the Sadigo, and the Bahag, and the Smag, you have almost 800 mitzvahs. It's just what they all have in common is that there are 613. But some will count all of the korbanos as one mitzvah. Some will count each and every separate korban as a separate mitzvah. Some will count all of arayos as one mitzvah. Some will count each and every separate arayos as a mitzvah. Someone will count lechem v'kali v'charmel as three separate mitzvahs. Some will count them as one mitzvah. This many other similar examples. But today we'll pursue this question that Laman Tizkoris Yom Tizcham Eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha is understood by Chazal to be a daily mitzvah. The machlokes, whether it is twice daily mitzvah or once daily mitzvah today, but it seems from Chazal that it's an obviously mitzvah, but better. From the Rambam himself in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, he says explicitly it's a mitzvah each and every day to remember the day we left Mitzrayim, once in the morning, once at night. He paskins like Ben Zoma in the Mishnah. That's in the Haggadah. And so why doesn't he should count it as one of the mitzvahs? So on first glance, I would just say in Pshuto Shel Mikra, when the Torah says, Laman Tizkoris Yom Tizchor Meretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha, it doesn't sound like a mitzvah. It says, do this so that you can remember the day I took you out of Egypt. There's sometimes some of these books I just mentioned look at an expression of what looks like a mitzvah, such as Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Yetzeisecha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Not everyone counts that as one of the 613 mitzvahs. The Rambam does. But I am the Lord, your God, who took you out of Egypt doesn't sound like the lashon of a commandment. So too, one might argue in Pshat that Laman Tizkoris Yom Tizcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha doesn't sound like a mitzvah. It sounded like something that bolsters something else. But I don't know if we can give that answer for the Rambam, because he says explicitly in the Mishnah Torah that every Jew has to every single day remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. So why didn't it enter the corpus of his 613 mitzvahs? That is our question for the day. So we have the Mishnah before us, source number one, Mazkirin Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos. We know it from the Haggadah. Amar Balozer ben Azariah, Harei Ani Kiven Shivim Shana Balo Zachisi Sheteyamer Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos Ad Shedorsha Ben Zoma. Different Meforshim, you probably know them more from the Haggadah than from the Mishnah, but he was never able to convince, or he wasn't able to draw a persuasive conclusion to his colleagues that this should be the case. Ad Shedorsha Ben Zoma. There could be a philosophical notion here. Remember, the Gemara says that the brachos before Kriyat Shema in the morning should have an element of nighttime in it. The brachos of Kriyat Shema at nighttime should have an element of the morning in it. Kol Leil Yom Mipnei Choshech, Choshech Mipnei Or, Yotzer Or, Vorech Choshech. That's our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shrouded. So we, during the daytime, things are a little more clear to us. That's why we call it boker, it's bikur, it's there's clarity. At night, it's erev, it's irbuvia, it's confusion. So we come to say in the Berachos of Kriyat Shema that the or and the choshech all come from the same source. If you look at the Kli Yakar and the Pasuk, vahi erev, vahi boker, yom echad, commenting on Rashi saying that this is against the Zoroastrians and perhaps even the Christians who claim that there is a multiplicity of two or three deities involved in the creation. We say Vayera, Vayvoker, Yom Echad, it's all coming from the same place, and that's why it said Echad and not Yom Rishon like Sheni Shlishi. Kli Yakar adds this dimension to Rashi by saying that the Zoroastrians believe that there are two gods, one responsible for the day, one responsible for the night. The day god was called Mazda, the night god is called Hormuz, and they are each strengthened by the good or the evil that the people in Persia do. And this, you know, the Gemara refers to, they will only allow people to use fire at night to light the night if they believed in these gods. And this, hence you see the Gemara's Shas HaShmad about Hanukkah and other such problems in our history. But be that as it may, the Kli Yakar says that the Torah wants to tell us that if you want to resolve the problem of evil in the world, don't resolve it the way the Christians do by saying there's an anti-God, or the way the Zoroastrians do by saying it's two equal gods. By Erevay Boker Yom Echad, resolve the problem of Madua Derech Rishoim Tzalecha that Yirmiyahu asks, resolve it some other way. But don't resolve it by saying that it's two different equal forces. It's all the same, and that's why Chazal say that in the morning we have to mention the midos of nighttime. In the nighttime we have to mention the midos of morning, and they're all one. At night we have to strengthen ourselves more. That's why at night we say ve'emuna kolzos. We have to strengthen our emuna more at the time when these are all philosophical notions. So he starts off by saying mazkirin yitzias mitzrayim balelos, not just by day but also by night. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, finally, after the drash, ne'amar, that tes vav is just means that this is the 15th citation of a pasuk on this page from the, they just skip that. Laman tizkoros yom tizchayim eretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha. So one of those two words of kol yemei chayecha, kol yemei, is extraneous. The pasuk could have said laman tizkoros yom tizchayim eretz Mitzrayim kol chayecha, or just yemei chayecha. Why would I think that other than all my days? So when it says kol yemei chayecha, so there's a drash, and Rabbi Zom and the Chachamim agree that one of these words deserves to be darshened. Yemei chayecha hayomim, kol yemei chayecha halelos. So the Vilna Gaon explains in the Imri Noam that this means kol yemei means all the day of the days of your life. Because very often, especially collected in one Mishnah in Maseches Megillah, in the third parak, that when the word Yom appears connected to a mitzvah, it's usually Gzeiras HaKosev that teaches that this mitzvah is only to be done by day to the exclusion of night. A shofar blown at night of Rosh Hashanah, it does not fulfill any mitzvah at all because it says Yom Truah. The same is true about the Lekachtem Lachem B'Yom HaRishon Tululu V'Nesro, Bris Milah, B'Yom HaShmini. So this appears with respect to many mitzvahs, for kodshim b'yom hakrivchem, and when there is something that leaves this paradigm, the Gemara will ask, like the Gemara asks at the Seder. It says, yochol mirosh chodesh, talmud lomar, v'gadat t'levincha b'yom hahu, yom hahu b'od yom. How do we know that the Seder is at night? The same, maybe Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim should be by day, because it says, v'gadat t'levincha b'yom hahu, talmud lomar, the din of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is inextricably tied into the mitzvahs of the nighttime. Just b'derech tzachos, the Vilna Gaon in his Haggadah says that's what's so confusing to the children. This night behaves like a day. Nighttime is usually the time of p'tur in mitzvahs. The daytime is where we have to do mitzvahs. This night we do all the mitzvahs. So he says, "B'derech tzachos, manishtama halayla hazeh." Layla looks feminine. Feminine is a p'tur of mitzvahs, I say. But actually, layla is a masculine word. It's hazeh. It's a time of chiyuv of mitzvahs. You see, throughout the Haggadah, some sofer says this, that throughout the Haggadah there are ideas that are coming to tell us that this night is actually a day. You don't have to say kriyat shema lamita. You don't have to say. You don't need protection. It's daytime. The emuna is so clear before us. So this night behaves like a day. Okay. So this is the kol yemei chayecha comes now to teach this point that includes day as well as night for this mitzvah. Just parenthetically, I take just a moment. This the Haggadah that goes through this great length to show that Sipur has to be at night, because I might have thought from the word "Bigadat Levincha Bayom Ahu" that it's by day, is this the best we could do to teach that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be done at night? Because there's the Torah says, L'man Tisaper Be'azei B'nchod, is this Sipur? Why would I think otherwise? Because it says, Bayomahu, it's a Mishnah in Maseches Megillah. Any mitzvah that says the word Yom, unless I have a separate drasha, it's only by day. So, alright, that's how I know, Bavur Zeh. If not for that Bavur Zeh, so I would like to suggest just the following, although this is not a drasha that appears in the Gemara, it's a drasha that appears in Targum Yonasan to the Torah. On this pasuk, listen carefully, it says, Shamor es chodesh aviv, ki bachodesh aviv otziyacha Hashem alokecha me'eretz Mitzrayim laila. So Gemara in Daf Tes and Bracha says, v'chi b'layla yatzalim in Mitzrayim, halo b'yom yatzalim. Right? We left Egypt by day. We were told not to leave the houses all night. So we didn't leave at night, so the Gemara answers, Paro gave us permission to leave at night, so that's why it says we have a din of smichas yul and tefillah at night, we have this, all these din of kriyat shema at night, because at night our geula began. But that's not the pshat of the pasuk. The pasuk says, ki b'chodesh ha'aviv ho'tziyacho Hashem elokecha. It doesn't say, ki b'chodesh ha'aviv Paro let you out. It says, ho'tziyacho Hashem elokecha. Right? So, just in tangents, but Sadi Gaon says that everyone misunderstands this pasuk. Laila refers to the night we started to count the Omer. We were marching out of Egypt while they were burying their dead, it says in Parshas Maaseh, and by the time the last Jew left Egypt, it was Laila, the next night! That's what that pasuk is talking about. You all know the place in Parshas, the end of Parshas Re'eh. Shemor is Chodesh Aviv, ki b'chodesh Aviv, utzi Hashem Mitzrayim Laila. Right? So I'd like to suggest to you, says Targum Yonasan, that the word Laila doesn't go on when we left Egypt. He was Misares the Mikra. Look at the Targum. It says, Shamor es chodesh aviv Laila. Observe this festival to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. Ki b'chodesh aviv otziyach Hashem akecha me'eretz Mitzrayim. The Laila goes earlier in the Pasuk, and that may be a reference, especially if you will, excuse me for... putting this in Akkadian, Shin Mem Resh, a Semitic language, means to recall things and to tell them over and to the point of that makes you bear a grudge. And it Shamor might have meant something else to the Israelite ear leaving Egypt, that it meant more than just observe, but the Seder. And here's a pasuk in the Torah that says, do this at night, not just Bavur Zeh. To point to the matzah and the morah. There's a fairish apostle in Parshas and Sefer Devarim that says that what we're here to do is at night, even though it says we gather to Levincha by Yom Hahu. Continue. The Chachamim Amrim Yemei Chayecha Ha'olam Hazeh Kol Yemei Chayecha Lahavi Limos HaMashiach. Not the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not limited to this world. It's the next world as well. Very famously, the very first Sefer that came out. Shirim Lezecher Abba Mari of Rav Soloveitchik, he cites his father, Rav Moshe, saying, really answering our question in the very outset, that you have to be careful that this machlokes is l'shitasam. If the Chachamim hold that Kol Yemei Chayecha teaches that we're supposed to say Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim even after Mashiach's time, then they do not say that we have to say Kriyat Shema, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. It's machlokes straight through. Ben Zoma holds, and he's going to be seeing the Gemara. He's going to challenge the Chachamim. He's going to say, look at the Gemara. Cites a Brisa. Amar lehem Ben Zoma lechachamim. V'chi mazkirin Yetzias Mitzrayim limos haMashiach. You and I know that we're going to see the Pesukim. V'lo kvar nomar. Just a very... strange coincidence. You see the Tet Zion there? This just is the 16th citation of a pasuk on this page in this computer printout. But there's actually something to ask about the number 16 on this. Because this next pasuk appears in two places in Sefer Yirmiyahu. Chapter 16 and chapter 23. And all the Gemaras with the Torah, or they always cite Yirmiyahu Chav Gimel. Why did they leave aside Yirmiyahu Tet Zion? It's the same exact pasuk. It's written twice in the book. And this week's Haftorah in Parshas Bo is from the end of Yirmiyahu, and that Haftorah cites psukim, collects psukim, a number of psukim from earlier in Sefer Yirmiyahu also. He does this, okay? So he twice in his book, chapter 16, chapter 23, and we'll see here why Yirmiyahu does that, why the Torah Or does this. He prefers to quote from chapter 23, leaving aside the earlier citation. And he says, Hinei yamim ba'imnu Hashem v'lo yamru od chai Hashem asher ha'eloh es b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim kim chai Hashem asher ha'eloh v'asher hevi ezeri b'nei Yisrael me'eretz tzafon mikol ha'aratzos asher idachtim sham. People will no longer refer to me as the God who took them out of Egypt. They will think of me as the God who took them out of Russia and Iran and Yemen. Okay? So that's Ben Zoma's challenge to the Chacham. Now, it's interesting because some of the Nevi'im, especially Yeshayahu, framed the redemption from some future goes. And they framed those redemptions in light of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yeshayahu does this all over his book. He says that the future redemption will be like Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, all right, we can answer that very easily. There have been a number of redemptions, right? We have to ask ourselves when we daven every night, we say that Hashem, you took us out of Egypt, l'cheirus olam. What does that mean? We have had other galios. What Rashi on Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh? We've been many galios since Egypt. How did we leave Egypt for an everlasting cheirus? Really? We'll have to answer that question hopefully at the end. But right now we're discussing that Yeshayahu, for instance, I'll give you one quick example. He says, "When I take you out in the future, I will dry up the waters for you to get to Israel, just as I did when you left Egypt." Right? He says that two different places in his book. So it's beautiful. Might we have the chutzpah to interpret this prophecy as referring to air travel? Right? We won't have to actually get into the water to go back to Egypt. Something that Yeshayahu himself, or maybe certainly his audience, might not have even been able to fathom at the time. But we have the right to interpret biblical prophecies in light of our Metzius. It happens all the time. Right? So the Nevi'im, like Yeshayahu says, Uvoha ovdim be'eretz Asher v'hanidachim be'eretz Mitzrayim yishtahu l'Hashem barakodesh b'Yerushalayim, last week's Haftorah. And there you see already in Midrashim that these are not, doesn't mean Egypt and Asher per se, but these are paradigmatic of two different nations, one where Be'eretz Asher from Lashon Ashrei will be pleased to be, let's say, the West today, Canada, Australia, United States, and the floodgates will open for us to go to our land. It's just that we get comfortable in that place, like the Jews in Persia, right? And we might not go from those places. But there's also another type of place we'll be, like Mitzrayim, Mitzar, where we'll be very thrilled to get out of there. They just won't let us go. Like Russia in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and much of the Arab world. Once we're given permission to go, you know, we'll go. All right, so you see that the Nevi'im did frame the future Geula in terms of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But here comes Yirmiyahu and says, no. The future Geula will put Yetzias Mitzrayim in the background. Right? Let's see. Okay. See, it's Amru lo shetei oker Yetzias Mitzrayim im koma. Yirmiyahu doesn't mean to say that Yetzias Mitzrayim will be uprooted altogether. Elo shetei shibud malchius ikar Yetzias Mitzrayim tofel lo. Yetzias Mitzrayim will be Shibud Malchus will be the main thing. There'll be more Jews at the time returning. All the tribes will be identified, etc. And then Yetzias Mitzrayim will be secondary. Ki yotzi ba'atomer lo yikorei shimcha od Yaakov ki Yisrael yehiyah shmecha. The Gemara later will talk about Avram's name changing. Not that his name was no longer Yaakov. Hashem, right after changing his name, says Yaakov. Right? But that his main name is Yisrael. Now look at the Malbim, the first time that Yeshayahu mentions Yisrael and Yaakov in the same pasuk. The Malbim goes through a long arichus showing many examples in Tanakh of the differences between these names. And you have some in the Torah already in Parshas Vayechi, like the Meshech Chochma, that discusses at great length how each name is used. So fine, but one is Iker and one is Tofel. Okay? Lo shiaker Yaakov mimkomo el Yisrael Iker b'Yaakov Tofelo. Right? So v'chein hu omer, let's just read a little further in the Gemara, v'chein hu omer, al tizkuru rishonos v'kadmonios al tizponenu, al tizkuru rishonos, don't remember the early things, ze shibud malchios, v'kadmonios al tizponenu zu yitzies Mitzrayim. But we see from this Gemara that we should commemorate all returns. We should commemorate we commemorated the Purim story, we commemorate the Hanukkah, we have to commemorate the return in 1948 also, it seems, from this Gemara. Anytime we return to Israel, the Gemara says there has to be a commemoration, right? Okay, maybe not the Ikar. They're still waiting for an Ikar commemoration. But these are all Tofel, but they deserve to have some commemorations, right? Okay, so it's Adkan. So here is the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, number 2. And you can see immediately this is why this is not the perek that Maseches Brachos wants to cite. This is a bad perek. It's telling us how bad the Gullus will be. Right? Hashem tells him, don't even get married in this place. This could have been Naftar of Tisha B'Av. This is one of the worst prokim in Sefer Yirmiyahu in terms of what's about to happen. Hashem tells him not to get married because whoever gets married and has children in this place, those children will certainly die. So then, and then he says, look at Pasuk Yud, V'hayoki tagid la'om hazeh is kol dvim ha'ele. And when you tell the people these things, V'amur elecha, amed yiber Hashem aleinu is kol ha'ra ha'gdola hazos. Why is what is this? What is he telling us? What is our aveira? He says, Allah, right? And you've done worse than everybody else. So look at Pasuk Gedal. Lochain, hinei ba'im nu Hashem, right? Excuse me on this computer, but there's a word missing here. Lo yomer od chay Hashem asher alo es b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. There should be a lo before yomer there. Okay, Kim Chai Hashem Asher Elohim B'nei Yisrael. It's the same citation as the Gemara in Brachas, but the Gemara doesn't like to quote from Perek Ted Zion because this is a bad Perek. This is how bad it's going to get, and therefore, this is. But now look at the good Perek number 3. This is the good source of Yirmiyahu. This Gullus will be worse than all the other Golios. This Geula will be better than all the other Golios. All the other Geulos. All right, clear. Just parenthetically, I like to bring in as much Tanakh as possible in this, but there's a very famous stira in the beginning of Parshas Bo with a whole sefer in Tanakh. The beginning of Parshas Bo, it says, this is the worst plague of locusts, but we will never see it in the Vacharav Lo Yekin. And there's a whole sefer, it's Sefer Yoel, the second book of Treasar, that the book is dedicated to describing a particular kind of locust attack. And it says the world has never seen such a locust attack as this. So Rashi says that in Bo we're talking only about Arbe, and Yoel mentions 4 types of Arbe: Yelek, Chasil, Gazam, and Arbe. So in terms of Arbe alone, Egypt was worse. That's Rashi's parish. The Radak asks Akasha. It says in Tehillim, in chapter 78, 105, and 106, it lists more Arbe types of Arbe than in Yoel. So it. Whether Dovid is dealing with poetic license or other, Radak tries to answer, the Meshech Chochem in his parish to Parshas Bo tries to answer. But I would tell you this, Abravanel says there's no kasha whatsoever. What Yoel is talking about is not 4 types of locusts. He's talking about 4 nations. The locusts are actually nations, and Yoel is dedicated to saying, these nations will have the worst Golios you've ever had so far. So he's trying to say that Yirmiyahu Tet Zion is saying that you will face worse situations than you faced in Egypt in the future. I don't want the Gemara to quote that. I want the Gemara to quote Perek Chof Gimel, which is actually a better source. It says, first he talks about the bad leadership, but Hashem says, but I'm going to give you in the future better leadership. We're going to have people who will take you and bring you back to Israel, and I will, very famous Pasuk Gimel, Vanika Beitzah Sheris Tzonimi Kol Aratzos Asheridachti Osam Sham Vashivos Yassan And then he says, Pasuk Zion Lochain Hineyomim Ba'im Nim Hashem, Velo Yomru Od Chai Hashem, etc., etc. Okay, so how does our Gemara understand this? Very clearly. Yetzias Mitzrayim will be upstaged by something else. Okay. Ramban, in his Perush to the beginning of the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, right? So I'm trying to keep my eye on the clock because there's a lot I want to do. So I'm just going to tell you this: Ramban and Abravanel, if I may, on the outside. I ain't Shem inside, please, if you not to see. Ramban here says that Yirmiyahu's prophecy actually has a practical nafkamina that may affect everyone here, possibly today, but certainly sometime this week. Is that the Torah says Hachodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodeshim? Ramban proves from here that actually the world turns turns over its year in the fall, but lochem, for you, the world, the year turns over in the spring. It's machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yoshua when the world was created, actually. But there is evidence from the Torah. The Torah refers to Sukkos as tikufas hashanah. Right? The hakafa of the year is happening in the fall, not in the spring. The spring is our new year because we were redeemed then. So it's more about redemption than about creation, which is about to come up again. Right? We paskin like Rabbi Yoshua Pialocha because we do Birkas HaChama in the springtime, not in the fall. According to Rabbi Eliezer, we should do Birkas HaChama in the fall. The first Wednesday in the fall, Tkufa. Some of you remember maybe two or three of them, but we do it always in the spring, around Pesach time. All right? Because we paskin like Rabbi Yoshua. But the Ramban says the following. He says that what's going to change, Yirmiyahu is not talking about something as grand as Ben Zoma and the Chachamim. What's going to change in Pshat is how we refer to the months. Until the return from Bavel, we always referred to the months by its proximity to the month we left Egypt. But now we're going to have Lo Yamirot Chai Hashem Eshalos B'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim. From now on, the months are going to be called by something else from the northern countries where I took you out of Bavel, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev. We're going to give names to the months. Some poskim derived from this Ramban is that when it's okay to give names, and these are Avodah Zarah names. Tammuz is not Avodah Zarah, right? Sunday, Saturn's Day, Thor's Day, these are all Avodah Zarahs. And it's okay to use Avodah Zarah names as long as we know that we're not referring to the Avodah Zarah. Just as much as it's okay to have a teddy bear, even though it looks like an idol. So, because I know it's not that. There's a tshuvas on this topic. And you're allowed to give new names to the days of the week and new names to the months of the year, but what you shouldn't do is give new numbers to the days of the week or to the months of the year. Don't refer to Monday as the first day of the week. You shouldn't even have a calendar in your house that goes from Monday to Sunday. The calendar should go from Sunday to Shabbos. Shabbos is Yom Shvi'i, not Sunday. Right? Don't give new numbers to the days of the week. That's the Ramban, very famously, who says the Choros Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho is a 7-day-a-week mitzvah. When we said Ayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, we're remembering the Choros Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. It's a bigger mitzvah to see other 6 days. I don't need to remember Shabbos with a Shabbos. Look how I'm dressed. Look what I'm eating. Look what I'm doing today. It's the other 6 days that I have to remember Shabbos. Well, this is true about the months, too. If you're writing a check today, do not write 28, 29. So Ramban says you should write out the number January, right? Don't write the numbers because then you're counting the months against the system that the Torah used. Yirmiyahu gave us permission with this prophecy to say that a new system of how the months are being used, but he doesn't give us permission to go with new numbers. Okay, fine. Please see if you can apply this. It's an extra moment on a check. Just write out FEB, write out instead of two. Okay. Ravanel limits the scope of Yirmiyahu's prophecy even further. He said, why does it have to say Chai Hashem? He just says simple. When someone went to Beis Din to make a shvuah until Yirmiyahu, he put his hand on a pair of tefillin or a tanach and said, Chai Hashem, Asher Elohos B'nei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, that what I'm about to say is the whole truth, nothing but the truth. And now you're going to say, Chai Hashem, Asher Elohos B'nei Yisrael Meretz Tzafon, Mikol Haratzos, Asher, that's all. Yirmiyahu's prophecy was overdone. Don't make such a big deal about this. He's not coming to change. Okay, that's a bravanel. I will tell you that Yirmiyahu throughout his book is constantly telling us it's not going to be the same from a particular time as it was before. Lots of prophecies in Yirmiyahu. He says, Lo yomero davos achlu bose v'shine bonim tikena. You will no longer say, right? Or a prophecy in chapter 31, very famous prophecy. It says, "Hinenochi karati in Bnei Israel bris chadasha lo kabris harishona asher karati et avotam." Right, that some people have grossly misappropriated. So Bravanel says that this is simply a prophecy about oaths. Okay, now let's get to our point. The reason why the Rambam did not count Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as a separate mitzvah, so Rav Soloveitchik very famously in the very first article, Shirim Lezecher Abba Mari, cites his father of Moshe, Shirim Zecher Abba, right? But he also cites Rav Chaim. It says that the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is inextricably connected to the mitzvah of Amuna. It's already one of the mitzvahs, right? And I say, let's skip number 6 for a moment and turn to 7. Although when I asked for a certain part of Ibn Ezra to be cited in number 7, didn't quite get that part of it. Ibn Ezra in the first pasuk of Aseres Hadibros says that he asked Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi, who according to Abravanel and his Abdama to say from Malachim, was Ibn Ezra's father-in-law. Ibn Ezra, late in life, married Yehuda HaLevi's daughter. Finally had a little nachas, wealth in life. And he asks Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi, why does Hashem appear as the God who took us out of Egypt in the first of the Dibros? When it would have been better, wouldn't it be better if it said, Anok Hashem Akech Asher Bara Es HaOlam, I created you. So Ibn Ezra, in his Perush, doesn't just write the answer to this question. He says he asked Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi this question. And then Ibn Ezra gives an answer. The reason why I'm telling you this is because the Kuzari also asks this question. It appears in the Kuzari as one of the questions the student asks. And the Kuzari gives a totally different answer. A very different, I'll tell you the two answers. And tell me, they don't sound alike. Because in Ibn Ezra's paper, she writes that he thinks it would have been better to write, Anochi Hashem Lokecha Asher Bara Sa'olam, because it seems to be much greater demonstration of power to create the universe than to take one nation out of the other. Parenthetically, Amos in chapter 9, which is the Haftorah of Parshas Kedoshim, right? I'm sure you know this, Amos, right? So in chapter 9, he says, what makes you feel you're so special? Halo kivnei kushiyim atem li, right? And he goes on to say, there are other nations who have had their yitzios, the Plishtim. We don't know this from Tanakh. Nor from there's a lot of archaeology done now about the Plishtim, but it's apparently Amos is telling us that the Plishtim had a Yitzia also, that they were enslaved, and that they broke off the chains of their slavery. And he mentions another nation, Kaftor. These nations are well mentioned in Tanakh, but did we know, except from Amos, that they also had reason to think that we're very special. We were formerly slaves, and now we're no longer slaves. Right? What makes you think you're so special? It's because I gave you a Torah afterwards. Right? So, Tavdun es Elokim al Ahar Hazeh, as Hashem tells Moshe, Zelecho Ha'os, right? It's not Yetzias Mitzrayim just to go into freedom. So Ibn Ezra says that Bria Sa'olam might have been more special than Yetzias Mitzrayim. Anokhi Hashem Lokecha Hashem Bara Sa'olam. So why did God Taka do something less special? So Ibn Ezra answers, because they just experienced that. Bias HaOlam is too difficult for them to wrap their hands around. But they just experienced it. So of course I'm going to introduce myself to you in what you just saw. That's what appears in Ibn Ezra's Perush. What appears in the Kuzari, though, I'll tell it to you, tell me, it doesn't sound the same. The Kuzari says, the reason why Hashem doesn't appear as Asher Bara Sa'olam is because that's not as great as Yetzias Mitzrayim. Asher Bara Sa'olam is Aristotle's God. He created you and left you. He gave birth to you and set you up for adoption. Asher Otesich Omeret Mitzrayim means that he's continued to act for you. Right? And that's much greater, as he tells the student. This does not appear to be the same as what appears in Ibn Ezra's Perush. Well, did you have to write something that you spoke to Rabbi HaLevi and then he writes something else? Anyway, this might be why, when the Haggadah refers to the Rasha, the Haggadah refers to as Ben Rasha, as saying, Maha Avadah Hazos Lochem, just the word Lochem alone, is Lefi Shehotzi'et Atzmo Min HaKlal, Kofar B'Ikar. Now, a very famous question that the Chacham also says, by the way, there too Targum Yonasan does, and David Tzvi Achman in his Perush Tedvarim says Eschem is a Siris HaMikra, it doesn't belong at the end. Eschem is Moshe's words to Bnei Israel, to the parents. Maha Eidus Vokim Mishpatim Mishpat Tzivah Hashem Elkeinu. Kid never said Eschem. And Yerushalmi changes that word to Osanu. And the Korban Eidus says, look what a Chochami is. He knows to change the word of Eschem to Osanu. Right? The Septuagint, by the way, you've heard of the Targum Shivim from Megillah Daftes. The Septuagint says, has the word Osanu in it. It means the Septuagint was aware of the homiletic text of the Haggadah that there's something wrong with Eschem. What's wrong with it? Plus, you can argue that since the Chacham says the word Eschem, right, together with Asher Tzivah Hashem Elokeinu, it could be that if he's before Bar Mitzvah, so he said, Asher Tzivah Hashem Elokeinu Eschem, I'm not commanded yet, I'm not Bar Mitzvah. But the Rosh doesn't use the word Tzivah, so it looks like he doesn't feel that we're even commanded to do this. Right? Plus, if I may suggest, that remember the Gemara in Gittin when Titus stabbed the parochus? What's the Gemara say? What's the, tell me the euphemism the Gemara uses? Choshav Shaharag
Esatzmo.
Right? The Gemara doesn't want to say Chas V'Shalom. It's like it's a euphemism. So you see it? Lefi Shahotzi Etatzmo Min HaKlal. He takes God out of it. The Chacham at least says Asher Tzivah Hashem Elokeinu. Right? By just saying Maha Vadaha Zos Lochem, the Mechilta's Lashon is Maha Tircha Shem Matrichim Osanu. He sees it as Avoda. He sees it as Eidus Chukim Mishpatim. On the face of it, the Torah also calls Korban Pesach Avoda. Vahiyo Avoda Zos Lomoda. The Rambam has a section called Avoda. There's nothing really wrong with Avoda by itself. It's just that all this together made the Haggadah refer to this guy as Nebuchadrasha. So, but our real question is, why does the Haggadah say, source number 6, it says, all right, so I gave you the drash of atzmo. So that's certainly a kfir b'ikar. But the Gemara in Chulin Daf Hei says that only two mitzvahs in itself is mumr more than those two mitzvahs, and it's a mumr to the whole Torah. Right? What are they? A mumr l'Shabbos
and a avodah zarah.
But there's no such thing. A mumr l'arayos is a mumr l'arayos. He's not a mumr l'kashrus. A moment, this is nafkaminas, and the first four or five blad of Maseches Chulin goes through a lot of these in Yonim, right? A mummer for one thing is a mummer to that thing. Why is a mummer for Korban Pesach a mummer for Kol HaTorah Kula? Why is a mummer on Matzah and Mara a mummer for Kol HaTorah Kula? So now, in light of this Kuzari, in light of this, what the Rav is saying in the name of Rav Chaim, it maybe becomes more clear. Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is Gufa Emuna. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu not only created us, but my next act has Ashkacha Pratis. Now, that is a complicated thing to be sure. Ramban in his parish, I'm relying heavily on Ramban here today, Ramban in his parish, the Torah says the first parasha of the Kriyat Shema is in singular. The second parasha is in plural. The second parasha is noticeably longer, right? Because there's a section in the middle there of Schar Va'onesh. Schar Va'onesh does not read Sefer Iyov, read Sefer Koheles. Schar Va'onesh is not so pashut that how are we going to behave like Eov's friends? Every single person gets exactly what they deserve? Right? At the end of Eov, Hashem tells Eov's three friends who kissed up at every one of their speeches to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and were the frumest of the frum in Tanakh. Eov speaks mamish heresy in some of his speeches, especially the first one. And what does Hashem tell them? Tell the friends at the end? If Eov doesn't pray for you, the three of you will die. Because you did not speak well of me the way Eov did. And I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did you just finish reading this book that I just read? How could you say such a thing? They're the frumest of the frum. So we must draw the conclusion that to say that to put the full burden of every person's suffering in squarely on his own shoulders, and to say that the aunts and uncles I never knew, none of them. My father's the only survivor of eight. That they the other. That's in itself is almost heresy. You can't say that. Don't. That does not speak well of God to say those things. Because otherwise, why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu tell you did not speak well of me the way Eov did? What? It just doesn't make sense. Okay. So this is what we're saying about what's happening at the Seder. This person is kofar bikor. If you're doubting the way we commemorate Zechiris, commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's a different din, it's a din in Hodah there, then you are indeed a kofar bikor. And then I have all those other drashas, and he doesn't say, he calls it avoda, he calls it, there are a lot of differences of why we don't put the chacham into this same mix because he says the word eschem. I just gave you about five or six answers to that question. Okay, now I would like to go to source number 8 one step further to show that this idea of emuna is gufa, the essence of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why the mitzvah that teaches emuna, at least according to the Rambam does count Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Yetzias Lecha Me'eretz Mitzrayim as a mitzvah, and that it's manifest as Yetzias Mitzrayim because that is the essential point of emuna. And that this is manifest in us in two ways. That we believe that you're guiding me, but that I go the next step, which is really what's happening at the Seder, I go the next step to Hodah. The Medrash HaGadol, in the first beginning of Parshas Bo, one of the first Midrashim in Parshas Bo, when it says, Uleman tisaper ba'oznei vincha uven bincha, we have the word tisaper there, even though the book we use is called the Haggadah because of a different pasuk, but the mitzvah we're doing in Haggadah is called Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and he says that the Medrash HaGadol says it's the first. Mefarshim do this. The Medrash HaGadol is the earliest source that says that the Korban Pesach is a Korban Toda. So if you look at the Sefer Achinuch in the mitzvah of Korban Toda in Parshas Tzav, he says the reason why Korban Toda has a curtailed amount of time to eat it. It's treated separately in Perek Ezu Mekomon, right? The time frame of a Korban Todah behaves like a Kachim Kachim. It's not the only, it's only one other, is the El Nazir. But, all right, well, when I give a shiur on that, we'll discuss it separately. But I know you can argue, well, it's not unique to Korban Todah, but all right, Ayin Shom. But with Korban Todah, the reason why the Torah curtails its time and tells you, and this applies a little to the Nozer too, because his El Nozer also comes with bread. But then bringing 40 loaves of bread with this animal, and I only have one day to eat it? What am I going to do? Invite your 150 closest friends. And what do you think they're going to ask you every time you bench Gomel and Shul?
Why?
I hope this was for you to complain from Israel, right? You're going to ask me, was the Chas V'Shalom an accident? Why are you benching Gomel? So let me tell you, my 150 closest friends have plenty of challah, have some matzahs, right? Let me tell you why I'm bringing this korban. That's what korban Pesach is. If you're maybe around my age, this is maybe from the first times I was born in very close living memory to the Holocaust. I don't know what my father talked about in 1955, but this is the Pesach Seder was the whole Pesach Seder was about his stories of survival. Because this is my Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is my personal Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is what Smichas Geulah Tefillah is all about every single day. Yan Choshem B'Yom Tzara, says the Yerushalmi, is till in Perek Chof. What's the very end of the Perek right before? Rashi and Davdal and Bavli somehow doesn't bring this out, but the Yerushalmi does. Hashem Tzuri B'Goali is the last words of chapter 19. The first words of chapter 20, Yan Choshem B'Yom Tzara, famous Chakirus of the Shagis Aryeh, of whether we have to be Somech Ge'ula L'Tfilah on days that are not Yom Tzara, i.e. days where we don't say Tehil and Perek Chof between Asher and Uvol Tzion. Do we have a din of Smichas Ge'ula L'Tfilah on those days? Right, the Nafkamina might be, do we say Bishamru, do we say Kiba Yom Hazeh and Tiku and Vayedaber at night, which is an interruption between the Smichas, the Ge'ula and the Tfilah at night that the Gemara didn't talk about. The Gemara only speaks about Ashkevenu. Right? The Gemara doesn't talk about Kaddish at night. Why do we have a Kaddish at night and not in the morning? Right? So it's Midu Vinyayin and Bracha's answer because of the Psukim. Baruch Hashem Alom Amin Ramein. But that doesn't explain why those even don't say those Psukim say a Kaddish there. The Tosfos in Daf Gimel tries to suggest, he quotes the Machzor Vitri but disagrees, that the Kaddish at night is like a Geula Richter. Yeheshmei Rabba Mevorach is a Geula Richter, that you want Hashem's name to be enlarged so that Yud Kei becomes Yud Kei Vav Kei, and that will only happen with Yemos HaMashiach. Right? Excuse this digression, but this is the essence of what the Korban Pesach is. It's moving from Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to get us from Emuna to Hoda'ah. And I'd like to suggest through source number 8, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Arba Tzrichin Lahodos, before that have to thank Hashem. Very famously, the Mechaber says, it's V'chol HaChayim Yoducha Sela, right? Who are the four? Chayim. Chavush.
Yerde Yayam.
Yerde
Midbaros.
Well, Yisurim is the second Yud, and the Mem is Midbaros. So if V'chol HaChayim, these four groups, Yodu Chasel. It's just that the Tosis points out that the Gemara's list of the four is different than the Tanakh's list of the four. All right, not so important for us right now. But the one is in the order of what we did when we left Egypt. One is in the order of the more and more common examples. All right, whatever it is. But these are very obviously, it's so obvious, what we did when we left Egypt. Right? We were Chavush. We certainly had Yisurim. We passed the Yam and we passed the Midbar. Every time we bench Gomel, we were acknowledging to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you took me out of Egypt today. That's how we fulfill this. Can I really imagine what it was like to leave Mitzrayim? All right, we have to. Yes, I'm going to act it out. But let me tell you, as a teenager, I read every book on what my father must have gone through. Black Book of Polish Jewry, the most crazy things. I'm sure you. And I said, that's what they did to your brothers and sisters. So, but I must tell you, nothing that we can read, experience, or watch. Somehow, I couldn't get myself to watch Schindler's List. I just couldn't. But nothing can experience getting off that train with the dogs. To this day, my father has trouble with a dog. Right, nothing can. Some in my shul now have trouble getting on a train, any train, even in the subway. After all these years, they didn't have a trouble all along, but now they're starting to have trouble. Right, so I'm just saying, how can I experience? I can't imagine, and I've seen pictures of Auschwitz. How can I chayav adam lirusas atzmo ki ilu yatzame Auschwitz? And you want me to go back 3,000 years? I would like to. I don't. Again, pshat is the pshat, but I'm suggesting to you. The chayav adam lirusas atzmo ki ilu yatzame Mitzrayim is that tomorrow morning or even tonight, when we say Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael, and I'm about to start davening, and I think of Tehillim Perek Yutes and Perek Chof, that I'm connecting those two, and you're constantly there for my geula. And that's what number 9 is doing. Chapter 105 and 106 of Tehillim all both talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. They actually go through the elements of Yitzias Mitzrayim. They both mention the plagues. Neither of them mentions all 10 plagues, but all right, I'm sure you say Tehillim, Kufav, Kufzai, Hey and Kufav, very famously. And also Perek Ayin Ches, 78. So notice that at the end of Kufvav, look at source number 9. It says, many times God has saved them. Right, the agenda of chapter 106 has to do with Bnei Yisrael's Kefui Tova from that salvation. But it says, Vayar Batzar Lohem, he saw their afflictions. Yan Choshem B'yom Tzor, right? B'shamoes Rinosam, V'yizkor Lohem Brisa V'inachem Kurov Chastov, right? Look at Perek Kuv Zayin. Kuv Zayin is the Perek in Tanakh that teaches us that four groups that have to thank God. The four we just mentioned, right? Look what it says. Hodul Hashem Kitov Kilim Chasto, Yomu Giolei Hashem Asher Golam Yatzor, Me'aretos Kipsam Mizrach Merab. Look at Pasuk Vav. V'yitzaku El Hashem Batzar Lohem. I'm telling you that's not a coincidence. The end of Kuf Vav is saying Batzar Lohem, that Yitzias Mitzrayim is your paradigm of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to act on your behalf. Doubting that at the Seder is tantamount to a kfirah. So here is why the Rambam didn't count Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim as one of the mitzvahs. It's already one of the mitzvahs. I don't have to count Emunah twice. Right? That's the second answer that Rav Soloveitchik gave in that first article. The first answer was, because remember what I said before about the Machlokes Ben Zoma and the Chachamim? You have to take it through and through. If the Chachamim hold that Yitzias Mitzrayim is Ba'olam Hazeh and Imos HaMashiach, then what? They don't hold that it's at night. The Rambam, very famously in Shorish Gimel, I have it out for you, source number 10, says, Ashorish Ashlishi, She'ein Ro'i Liminos Mitzvah, She'ein Noah Gos Ledoros. We paskin like Ben Zoma. The Rambam paskins like Ben Zoma. We all know. We say Ben Munu Kuzos at night. Right, the Gemara says, "Kol shelo amar v'yatzivin achon in the morning and v'emunah kozos at night, lo yotzo yedei chaboso." It could be enough to mean where the Kriyat Shema is a drabbanon and a d'oraisa. Machlokes Rabbi Yisrael Salanter in his little pamphlet on Maseches Brachos says might be the machlokes in the first Mishnah, whether you should have all night to say Kriyat Shema or whether you should have only till midnight. If it's a drabbanon, why should I make a kidei l'archi kadam in avera? Even if he misses Kriyat Shema, he's not violating the Torah. We don't make fences around drabbanons. Right? Anyway, we all know we paskin that we do mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. If that's the case, then we also paskin that we're not going to have Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim like we have now. It'll be Tofel, it'll change in Yemos HaMashiach. Bingo! The Rambam says in Shoresh Gimel, I don't count mitzvahs that will change in Yemos HaMashiach. Alright, so that's a much simpler answer. Okay? So, but I'd like to just mention a few nafkaminas. Because very, very, very long, probably maybe on bar mitzvah drushes for your grandchildren, you've helped them. Simen Ches, Simen Tes, Simen Yud in the Shagas Aryeh discusses to what extent does Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim share the rules of creation. A lot of nafkamin is halacha. You can hear them right now. One, the zman of Kriyat Shema is tolui in b'shach b'chav kumecha. Right? The zman of Yom, the Mantis Kores Yom says Chomer Yitz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha, might have other delineations. Right? If I daven Mariv early in the summertime, right now it's not yet Bishoch Bacha. Why am I davening Mariv? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that once the plaga mincha comes and I can no longer bring the korban tamid shel bein arbayim, that now I can already deal with what Mariv is, which is Hekter Cholovim Be'evorim, of that Korban, right? So they can daven Mariv now, right? Some places they daven, I remember in Tannersville, we used to daven Ashrei, Shmon Esrei, Buhurachu. Not even in Aleinu, because Minch and Mariv are one dominate, right? I've heard other sociological reasons, because in Germany they started building the mikvahs near, attached to the shuls, and they wanted the men to leave Mariv early before the women were starting to come in for the nighttime mikvah. But all right. But anyway. But you see, the point is that Mariv is really leftover mincha. It's the Hekter Chol Mirav Tfilas Erev Ein Lakeva because it's just leftover mincha. So here's the question the Shargis Ari asks. So I davened Mariv early. How much of Kriyat Shema do I have to repeat after Tzeisa Kochavim, like the first Mishnah says, in order to fulfill B'shach Becha? So the Magen Avraham paskins outright just the first two parshios. You know, the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, and the first big Tosfos, I mean, that's a series of questions on Rashi's Shita that you just have to mention the first Parsha. But the Magen Avraham says, Beferish, you don't need the third Parsha, because Tzitzis is not at night, and you already fulfilled the Mantis Kores Yom Tzitz Chamer Yitz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha for the night time when you davened Mariv. Right? Shakis Ari disagrees. He says you can't separate Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim from Kriyat Shema. That sounds like the first answer that I said before from the Rav. That it's two, one and the same. He goes at great length. I mean, you probably see you've seen it when it first came out. He says that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is gufa is emuna. Is gufa our daily mitzvah of emuna? You can't. And that goes back to why we're so angry with the Russia. Kofar v'ikar, right? So that is a would appear to be a clear nafkamina, and there's Yerushalmi in Sota, at the end of the fifth parak, that talks about possibly being Yotze with Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim by saying Oz Yashir. Remember the Mishnayos, the Bobayom Mishnayos, where Rabbi Akiva starts talking about Oz Yashir. So Yerushalmi talks about this idea, and the Magen Avraham actually brings this down, that you can be Yotze in Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim outside of actually mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. He says that, look, until Oz Yashir, we were like Avodim Borchim, we were like runaway slaves. Right? That's why we didn't sing Shira on the 15th. We waited until we saw Mitzrayim Mesal Sfasayom. Right? So that might be also. There could be other. I just will put it out there for you. If you're Yotze Behirhur, the Shagizari discusses that. Can be Yotze the Rashba Paskins from the Ushami, that you shouldn't be Yotze Shomer Kaona Kriyat Shema. Right? Right? The Vilna Gaon proves this from the first Mishnah in Brachos. The first Mishnah starts Meimasai Korin in plural. The next Mishnah is Veshachar Mevorich. It should be Mevorchim. Plural. Or say in singular and singular. Why is plural? Means each and every one of you has to say Kriyat Shema. Your Malchus Shemayim is not the same as yours. And therefore, that's tantamount to saying, your Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not the same as yours. It's two separate things. Right? But in the end, it's the same thing. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim cannot be separated from the mitzvah of O Malchus Shemayim and the mitzvah of Emunah. So that's the perhaps some nafkaminas between these two. Plus, I must say that this topic is certainly a topic for another shir, And there could be, because women are certainly pturos in the mitzvah saseishas mangrama of Kriyat Shema, but they're chayavos in Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that has to enter the mix here as well. So we'll leave that also for another time. I conclude by asking what I mentioned in the Maariv. What does it mean that we left Egypt l'cheirus olam? There were other galios afterwards. The Jews enslaved by the Greeks and the Romans, and many afterwards they left l'cheirus olam. The answer is that with the Yetzias Mitzrayim, when Moshe looked, vayifen kol v'cho vayarki einish, and he took matters into his hands, and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's time. This, even if they would chain us to a slave ship and take us and burn our Beis HaMikdash, we knew that the burning desire for Cherus, because we now have our Torah, Ein lecha ben chorin ela osek b'Torah, that they could tell. Remember the story of Natoli Sharansky, whose jailer said, just repudiate your desire to live in Israel and your desire to study Hebrew and let you free today. He goes, I am more free than you will ever be. You get to go home tonight, I may spend the rest of my life in jail. I am L'Cheirus Olam, you're not. He wrote that in his book, right? He spoke about it. Remember he came and he went straight to Lamport Auditorium, it was Parshas Vayikra, and he said, I'm a little Aleph, the little Aleph Vayikra. I was a little Aleph, I was no one in jail. But little Aleph can turn Vayikra to Vayikra. He made that drasha. We always remember it was Parshas Vayikra that he spoke. He went straight from the airport to here to Lamport Auditorium. Maybe some of you were there in the room at the time. They took us out of class to go see him. So that's the Cherus Olam that we would always have. So your thirst for Torah to take you well close to Chatzos, it should be we have the true Cherus. Ez Hashem, you should continue to bask in this Cherus.
Go ahead, everybody.